This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Primary ballots start going out to Colorado voters today. They have to be returned by June 28th for the primary election. Registered Republicans and Democrats can vote only in their own party's primary. Unaffiliated voters get both parties' ballots, but they can return only one. The highest profile primaries are on the Republican side in races for U.S. Senate, Governor, and Secretary of State. Coloradans' political affiliation has a lot to do with how they see public education. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports on a new survey from Magellan Strategies.
Democratic voters are deeply frustrated with underfunded public schools. They say teachers are underpaid and undervalued, and they say there is too much focus on standardized tests. Meantime, Republican voters believe public schools are, quote, indoctrinating students with liberal ideology and radical social justice and environmental ideals. The majority of respondents think better funding will improve students' education, with the highest support among younger voters. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Housing prices in Colorado Springs are up again and to a new record. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors reports the median sale price for a single-family home in Colorado Springs hit $487,000 in May, up $3,000 from April. In the Springs today, mostly sunny, then a chance for some rain this afternoon and a high of 82. In Denver, partly cloudy. Highs at 80 this afternoon and getting warmer toward the end of the week. In the mountains, highs near 70. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.